18 seventh graders from rural Virginia are dredging for oysters on a windy, cold day. A few are seasick, but when the oysters are hauled up, they rise to the occasion. Fox Island is about as far away from a classroom as you can get, and that's the point for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, which owns it. The kids get wet and slimy, all while their teacher, two biologists, and a waterman instruct from beaches, boats, and marshes. Biologist Pete Butts blends a little history in with the science.
When Captain John Smith came through here, he could see 20 feet clear to the bottom. But now we think 6 feet is a pretty good depth to be able to see down into the water.
CBF was given the island in the 1970s. It came with a bare-bones 1920s hunting lodge that sits on pilings. Teachers come here during the summer to train with CBF's Bill Portlock.
It's a 5-day class. Then the teachers develop a unit, a work plan of how they will use the bay or the rivers in teaching their students.
On the first day, as students clean up after breakfast, 12-year-old Erin Burgess rides a stationary bike to supply water to wash dishes.
So what are you doing, Erin?
I am riding a bike for water pressure. I'd get tired of riding a bike.
Erin's science teacher, Dr. Matthew Sisk, has heard this all before, and it's exactly why, out of the 5 Chesapeake Bay Foundation centers, he chooses the most primitive and remote.
I joke him all the time about, oh yeah, there's an app for that. Well, there's no app for getting out to Fox Island and experiencing Fox Island.
Portlock has been teaching for 21 years. He says hands-on learning boosts retention in students and cuts down on absenteeism.
Individuals and state agencies embrace the idea that students should be outside more for health and well-being, but also to develop those environmental ethics that lead to good stewardship.
It's cold and rainy as the kids head out for a walking lecture on the marshes and some of that hands-on learning. First one student, then groups begin leaping into holes of black, stinky, sticky muck, some up to their chests. There may be decaying fish in there, but they don't care.
The bait pocket is made of smaller mesh.
Out on the bay, the students learn about crabbing from veteran waterman Captain Larry Laird and biologist Annie Markwith. But it's baiting the crab pot that's got the kids excited.
This fish gave its life so we can catch a lot of crabs. So we need to say thank you, Menhaden. Give him a big old smooch. Mwah! So if you're a waterman, you need to get those oils out of this oily fish to attract those crabs, right?
Markwith opens her mouth, clamps down, and rips off the head. Then it's their turn.
I'm not doing that!
The kids are taken to watch the sunrise, learn constellations and fish.
An oyster mudworm, and what he does,
they also get to see what's living underwater. As they squeeze sea squirts, they find out they're related to them. And as Markwith dissects an oyster, they find out it has a heart.
You see that little, kind of like an orange dot, that right there?
Even students in communities where there are watermen working, they're not as familiar with the water. We try to have that opportunity so they can experience going out and seeing what lives in the bay and also ways to make it better.
Along with teaching science, Dr. Sis tries to inspire his students to work on the water, whether it's as a waterman or a marine biologist.
I want the kids to understand that if we don't do something about it, it will vanish.
As sea levels rise, Fox Island is slowly disappearing. But for students who come here, it will last a lifetime. For WYPR, I'm Pamela D'Angelo. What does the fox say?